This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900. Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt
making a sorority style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
We have Evan on the line. You know what? Man, I'm gonna leave it up to you. Evan either's gonna be mad at you or he's gonna be happy. Do you want to go to Evan now and then come back with For What? Or do you want to do For What and come back to Evan?
Evan, how are you doing on this beautiful Thursday morning?
Evan!
Hey!
Evan loves Ben.
Hopefully.
I would have loved Ben anyway. It's okay.
Good morning, man.
Hey, good morning. I have a question. I kind of feel like, do we feel like this offensive coordinator, are we set up for failure here? Because with this, you know, basically bringing in, as I'm saying, like, you can't bring anybody, it's just you. Like, has that really ever worked anywhere? I mean, we're looking at how it worked for Bob Schoop. It didn't really work. The guy didn't have his guys. Couldn't call him really what he wanted to do. And, I mean, I look at the team and the coaches right now, and I'm sorry, Coach Winkie, you are the weakest link. You're not really bringing anybody in recruiting-wise. You're not – I mean, you coach running backs. You could probably have a GA coach running backs. They'd be about the same right now. It's not that hard. I mean, to me, I feel like the wise decision would be, like, where's the best candidate? If you need to bring in more than one guy, sorry, Winkie, you got to go. And, I mean, if that's the decision that Pruitt's willing to make, I feel like that's a little bit of a red flag, like wanting to keep – a buddy over what's best for the program. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh, boy, a lot to unpackage there. I do think it's hard to use Bob Schoop as the only example because, remember, that culture was bad. I mean, there was coaches that hated Butch Jones that worked for him. The culture was just terrible there. So, yeah, of course it didn't work out because there were defensive coaches on that staff that didn't vibe with Schoop, and Schoop didn't vibe with Butch Jones. I do think that we are not 100% set up to fail with just bringing in a coordinator / quarterback's coach if it's the right guy. Staff chemistry is very, very important. It worked with Mike DeBoer. Like, Mike DeBoer just came in, and he was able to get along with everybody, and it was good. Like, offensively, they put up points. Dobbs was great. Like, it worked. I don't think we're set up to fail right now. I do think if you want to keep everyone intact, it just makes it harder. It just makes it more important for you to sit down with the Matt Canada for hours and hours and hours, or Sarkisian for hours and hours and hours, and talk about staff chemistry and talk about how you're going to teach your offense to our staff first before you even teach the players. Like, how easy is it for it to pick up, and how do you work well with other folks? Like, that's super important. Because you're just bringing in one guy. Winky, I'm not going to lie to you, Evan. I thought we would get more players from IMG. I thought Winky would do a little bit more recruiting than what we did. I really did think that. I don't know if Pruitt says we're going to replace you, Winky, for that or not. I do know that, man, you gotta get the right coordinator. You gotta get the right coordinator. And you're willing to sacrifice an assistant for a coordinator. I think Pruitt should be in that mode. You're willing to sacrifice an assistant for a coordinator because a coordinator is going to impact and probably either get you fired or be the reason why you're successful here at Tennessee.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just want to see somebody make the best decision for the program and not something that's just protecting a buddy. And I feel like that culture has been around for a really long time here. And I really hope Pruitt would not be like, oh, maybe he's not. Maybe it's not fair for me to assert that. We don't really know. Maybe a guy who would require bringing another guy isn't even an option for somebody even on the table.
I think it's unfair to say that right now. I think it's unfair to say that, right? Yeah, because Will Friend has SEC experience. He's been here 1 year. He inherited a terrible offensive line right now. Now, if you want to look at Butch Jones hiring Mike Canales, that was a buddy-buddy hire for sure. Now, it is important to hire someone that you trust. Staff chemistry is important. So I think sometimes we are a little hypocritical when we make comments like, oh, we got our buddy there. Man, trusting someone is important. Trusting someone to do their job is important. So, yeah, I would rather have someone I trust to let them do their job instead of someone I don't trust who's not my friend. But you have to know if he's either pulling a wagon, or if he's dragging a wagon behind. And once it becomes a problem when you are the weakest link and you're the reason why we can't move forward, friend or no friend, that's when you have to cut ties. I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, man. I watched staff chemistry work at its finest. I watched Coach Cutcliffe just give Coach Former the look. You don't need to come in here. I got it. And Coach Former knowing, I don't need to go in there. He got it. Trust. But no one was bashing Coach Former saying, oh, they buddies, man. They buddies. You guess what happened when you hire your buddy? Or, oh, man, you know, Chavis and Former, they buddies, man. They're just buddies. You got to fire your, man, you got to fire your, you got to fire your buddy. No. You trusted him. You trust him. And that's important. If Coach Former was that tight with John Chavis probably would be here right now. If he was that tight, he could push that higher on Pruitt if he was that tight. But no, it's important to have guys you trust. And so I don't think we should right now make it seem like that, oh, Pruitt, that's his boys. You know, he ain't going to get rid of his boy. Well, he hasn't done anything to require being let go. It's been 1 year. Let Will Friend stink for 2 or 3 years.
And then let him go.
And then if he hasn't been let go, you can say, oh, well, Pruitt, he's going to take care of his boy.
If Will Friend is bad with Darnell Wright, with Wanya Morris, with Chris Akprogane, and these other guys that they're bringing in, then I will jump on the Will Friend is bad train.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not willing to jump on that train.
Yeah, I think it's a little early to say, oh, well, you just dish your friend. But, man, when you look at the history of the last couple of years, that's what we're used to seeing. We're used to guys getting hired because they are friends and it bombing out. I got another example for you. Mike Canales, man, how about Lair Scott bringing in the receiver coach at Water Cleats?
What's from? Kevin Beard.
Huh? That was a friend hire. And Butch Jones let it happen. Lair Scott hired his boy. He hired his boy. And I've heard a lot of good things about Kevin Beard and, you know, guys who play with him, guys who are from the area of Miami, guys who from the area of Florida, whatever, that know him, cool. Kevin Beard was a bad receiver coach. He was terrible.
And, you know he's a bad receiver coach when Butch Jones is taking over coaching the position at the beginning of the season. Didn't even make it through fall camp.
Kevin Beard was doing drills, wide receivers that I do with receiver drills with youth league receivers. Like, they were, like, elementary school drills. They were bad. But that's another example of you hiring your friend. I don't think Will Friend is that type of hire. That Will Friend had, like, experience.
And if Jeremy Pruitt did hire Will Friend, I don't think it would be because he's BFF. Right.
I mean, trust someone's important. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say on what you guys have been talking about, my 1,000-foot perspective on this entire situation is that, kind of like Ben was saying about Will Friend and just giving him time to see how he does with better players, any of these offensive coordinators that might be hired, I'm going to give any of them a chance. Even if initially the hire makes me go, oh, I don't know about that, I'm still going to give the guy a chance. And not blast it before I see what the guy does. Because that's what I've seen from a lot of people is just this, oh, that guy will suck. How you know that?
Don't know.
You don't know if he's going to suck or not. Like, yeah, maybe he hasn't been the greatest ever in his past stops. But, you know, you never know in different situations how things are going to be handled. And so in any of these, you know, Charles called in and said that Ben and I don't like Sark. I don't dislike Sark at all. He just is lower down on my board of guys that I would like to see hired. But if he is hired, I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to say, hey, let's see what you can do. Hopefully Jeremy Pruitt trusts you, and I hope it's the best move for this team. But, yeah, that's just my general perspective on the entire situation is, I'm going to feel it out, see what these guys can do.
No matter what a coordinator has done prior to coming to Tennessee, they still got to do it here in Tennessee. And someone can be really successful before they got here and stink. Hey, Shoop was a prime example. Someone can be bad before they got here. And you mentioned a couple numbers there with Sarkisian where not flattering rankings there when he was at Washington, but he could come here and it could be great. I remember in 2010, 2011, Tennessee's offensive line, man, we couldn't run block worth a dang at times. But we had a really good young squad that was great at pass blocking. Harry Hiestand was the offensive line coach. And people trashed Harry Hiestand. Trashed him. Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. And he didn't get through to offensive lineman. He didn't. He didn't have the best stint here at Tennessee. Harry Hiestand in 2012 played for a national championship at Notre Dame and was at Notre Dame from 2012 to 2017. Guess where he is now? He's with the Bears. And the Bears run the football very well, too. The offensive line is pretty good, too. So Harry Hiestand was terrible here at Tennessee, but he's been great ever since he left. So we just don't know until someone gets here, until they get the players, until they work with other staff members, and the chemistry is either there, if it's not there. We just don't know. All right, who we got next?
John in Gainesville.
John in Gainesville, good morning.
Hey, if it's okay, Lodge me here. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the Titans.
All right, go for it, man.
Kind of got me interested in that, talking about them. I just didn't feel like, I don't know if y'all agree with me or not, ever since McNair has been gone, they've been trying to search for his duplicate, to which there is none. I've never seen a player like McNair before, and I don't think we ever will. That was just that country. That dude was basically a fullback. He's basically Tebow before Tebow was Tebow, you know?
Yep.
Vince Young, obviously, he was electric. They drafted Jake Locker. Now they got Mariota. Just go through the list of winning Super Bowl quarterbacks. Aside from Russell, I'd say Roethlisberger and who was the guy at 49ers that was sort of mobile?
Steve Young?
Yes, Steve Young. And actually, he won that Super Bowl by actually staying in the pocket more. So,
against the Chargers in 94, that was TK's. TK was on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so go back and look at the list of all the winning quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl. They're almost all predominantly passing pocket quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think it's just due to this sheer speed. Wouldn't you agree with that? So don't the Titans got to get away from trying to – I mean, that Titans team that had that year in 99 was just a freak team. Eddie George, you had – the defense was just as good as the offense, and the special teams was incredible.
Yeah.
And they still came up a yard short against – what? A passing quarterback.
The greatest show on turf, man. One of the best offenses ever.
So when don't you, as a GM, just got to think, you know what, we got to quit trying to duplicate this. Maybe this just isn't going to work. I mean, if Michael Vick can't work in the NFL as a Super Bowl winning quarterback, who else is? The dude ran a 4.3 for crying out loud.
Yes, he did not work. Now, he had to mature. I think we got cheated from the Michael Vick that we should have seen, but that was more because Michael Vick was immature and didn't understand how important it was to watch film. Michael Vick with the Eagles, who had Andy Reid, who had the tutelage of Donovan McNabb, became the quarterback he should have been the whole time.
Right.
But I got something for you, John. Look at the game now, the NFL game. it's morphing into a college game offensively. You're seeing more college concepts used. Man, you got zone reads and RPOs and you know, pitches from the shotgun position. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs. You look at the Rams. You look at the Saints. Everyone is adopting things from college. I mean, you got teams even talking to more college coaches now for the head coaching job than ever before, it seems like. So I think now a guy like Lamar Jackson, I think Lamar Jackson can go win a Super Bowl. That defense is really good. Lamar Jackson as an element of with his legs. If he takes care of the football, the Ravens could certainly win it. I mean,
What I'm seeing with that, and I get what you're saying. What I'm always finding a pattern, and maybe this pattern's about to change. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I find these electric quarterbacks, say the guy at the Panthers, man, I'm drawing blanks on names today. The electric quarterbacks, Panthers. What's his name?
Cam Newton.
Man, I'm only 41.
You talking about Cam Newton?
Yeah, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I find these quarterbacks that make a splash in the league at first, and then the defenses catch up to them. And that's when they start learning to throw things. And then if these guys don't get in the film room, they basically limit themselves because they've lived so much off of their physical abilities. I'm waiting for one of these cats to get in there. And that's what, you remember, McNair did that.
Yep.
He used to have the Darry McNair.
Yep.
He got in the film room and he started burning people.
Well, you have to develop. Great phone call, John. You have to develop into a passer because what happens if you don't develop – the defense not only will catch up with you, but you're going to get yourself hurt. I mean, Steve Young was a running quarterback. Steve Young came from BYU, and then he played in the USFL. He was a running quarterback sitting behind Joe Montana, and then he developed into a pocket passer, which is why he played a long time in the league. Yeah, you can have success like Lamar Jackson. You can have success like RG3 for a year or two, but you don't get yourself hurt. So you have to be able to grow as a passer from the pocket. And that's what Russell Wilson did. Russell Wilson has developed from his first year to now. He's one of the best pocket passers at 6 foot tall. If you want to play a long time.
I've definitely grappled with this when it comes to Mariota and just the quarterback decisions for the Titans. I really, really like the element of Marcus's legs and what it can bring to that offense. But at the same time, like he's saying, I mean, it's hard to deny that more than anything, being a great passer is what carries you in the NFL. Okay. It just is what it is.
Yeah, you have to develop into one. Be one or develop into one. That's the only way you're going to make it.
And Marcus is good, but he's not an elite passer in the hierarchy of NFL quarterbacks. I would say in whatever move the Titans make next, I would love a dual threat quarterback, and I'd probably be happy with that. But if they chose a great passer, let's do it. I'm happy with that decision for sure.
You got to develop into a passer, period, if you're going to play a long time in the league. It's the way it works. I think you're right, Charlie. Thanks for the phone call, John. Really good points there. Hour 3 powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare. Be right back.
Of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to oppose
opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard, and in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you will feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years, whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home. Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? If so, then call me, Jennifer Morris, with Keller Williams Realty. I take a no-nonsense approach to the real estate transaction. No fluff, just facts. Having lived and worked in the Knoxville area for 19 years, I am very familiar with the local real estate landscape and am ready to help you get the most money for your property with the least amount of hassle in the shortest amount of time. No one likes for their home to sit on the market for months at a time. If a straightforward approach to your real estate needs is what you prefer, then give me a call. Jennifer Morris with Keller Williams Realty at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com, reinventing men's healthcare here on a Thursday. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant. Some good old eating over there, Dead End. The sausage and cheese plate, appetizers, always a go-to. Really easy. The pulled pork nachos, the brisket nachos, chicken nachos, that's always a favorite as well. Again, thanks for joining us. I'm not someone that's going to tell you what to do.
But.
No buts. If you want to believe that Tennessee did not offer Mike Yurcich the OC job. At the time, Tennessee was talking to him and only him. At the time, you get this 95% report. At the time, you got that quote. Why do you think you got that quote? Because folks really thought they had him. Well, you didn't get him. If you want to believe that Tennessee did not offer him, that makes you feel better about him going to Ohio State. If that makes you feel better, then cool. Tennessee fans, we think that our jobs, our players, our facilities, our colors, our everything is better than everyone else. And that's cute. It's nice. That's great. But the reality is, it's not all the time. It's not. I think we have the best fan base. I do.
Rick Barnes agrees with you.
Yeah. But there's other things I think we don't have the best of. But I think sometimes we let our emotions get the best of us when the facts are looking you right in the face. Tennessee was only talking to Mike Yurcich. You got a report saying it was 95% done. Something fell through. Mike, you're six, decide to stay. Decide to stay. And then after the Rose Bowl, he goes to Ohio State. And I was waiting to see why he decided to go to Ohio State over Tennessee. I was waiting for the contract details. Couldn't wait to see what Ohio State was going to give him. Huh. According to Buck Nuts. What a name.
The greatest 247 name.
A real website.
Here on 247. Reports circulated that not only the Buckeyes, but Tennessee also was interested in Yurcich services. These reports indicated that the Volunteers were willing to pay Yurcich a salary more than $1 million per year, which is what I was alluding to yesterday and a couple of days ago, that Tennessee had offered Mike more than $950,000. Let's just say that. It was a nice, nice, nice offer, which he obviously turned down. Yurcich will receive a 2-year contract worth $950,000 annually from Ohio State. Okay, cool. Maybe it's not about the money. I respect that. That's cool. Hey, he's going to be the offensive coordinator, doing his thing, calling plays, whatever. Ohio State, better talent, bigger stage. Cool, yeah, calling plays. Whoa, 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 whoa. He's not calling plays. Wait a minute. He's just going to be the passing game coordinator or running game coordinator and just the quarterback coach? He's not calling plays? Huh? Oh, well, he's from Ohio. All right, that makes more sense.
I actually love this move from Mike Yurcich because he got a pay raise and he has less responsibility. Less blame, yes, to go on you and $100,000 more a year.
And a better opportunity to be a head coach.
Yes.
And if Ohio State's offense fails, who is going to get the brunt of it?
Well, it's going to
be Ryan Day.
Kevin Wilson and Ryan Day.
But Ryan Day will be the first person fans point at because he's an offensive head coach who's probably going to be running the show.
Yeah, they'll look at him. Mm-hmm. Yep, they'll look at him.
Under a microscope, whereas Yurcich is not.
In this situation, it's hard for me to blame Yurcich.
I guess if Tate Martell does end up being the starting quarterback next year and he just completely pees the bed, everybody will look at Yurcich because he's the quarterback's coach. I guess that's the only negative blowback he'll receive.
I got something to say.
What do you have to say?
That's why Will Friend doesn't want to be the offense coordinator. Mm-hmm. Will Friend makes $800,000 almost. He's not the coordinator. Why would he want to be the coordinator? I wouldn't.
Like, you're not going
to
have...
I'm good, man. Let me coach these linemen, tell them to kick slide and push this sled, and let me collect my checks.
I always, with every new hire, that Tennessee makes, I do a Twitter search for blank coach's name and fire that person. That's I do a Twitter search of people who have said fire.
That's fun to do.
And yours has just gotten a pretty decent amount of that this season for whatever reason. Oklahoma State had a pretty mediocre year. And so I always do that search. I did it for Steve Sarkisian, which if you like Steve Sarkisian, don't do that. But anyway, with Yursich, I mean, you think about it, nobody's going to do that with him as the QB's coach here. It'll be fire Kevin Wilson, fire Ryan Day, fire, you know, there's other people in front of him. And so I honestly, and same with Will Friend, nobody is going to say if the offense is bad and maybe the O-line is decent, nobody's going to say, oh, fire Will Friend. I can't blame either of these dudes for wanting to be the O-line coach, for wanting to be the QB coach. That's what I would do. $950,000 to be in the background and just, you know.
And he has a chance to still be a head coach.
Yeah.
In a year or two or whatever. I mean,
it's a golden opportunity.
And when you look at Tennessee's situation, why would he pick Ohio State over Tennessee? Well, here we go, Tennessee fans. This is when we have to take off our orange colored sunglasses a little bit, step back from the picture, and see what the dynamic between Tyson Helton and Jerome Pruitt in his first year. Unless you have a relationship with Pruitt and some ties, like obviously a Steve Sarkisian has, then why would you want to enter that situation if you don't really know Pruitt that way? There's more familiarity with Steve Sarkisian if you Pruitt because you worked on the same staff together in Alabama. But I understand saying I'm going to Ohio State. I get it. I get it there. I get it. There is an opportunity at Tennessee that if you shine as an offensive coordinator for a defensive-minded head coach, an offense that's been in the hundreds the last couple of years, if you turn it around, man, you get a lot of praise. That's a high-risk, high-reward maybe situation in your sixth mind. So, but hey, if you want to believe that Tennessee didn't offer him to make yourself feel better about getting turned down, then cool, you can do that. But the 95% done didn't come out of blue air, of thin air. It was out there for a reason. Because so, we thought we had him, but we didn't, so you move on.
If it was 95% done with the Yursich, what is the percentage at now that he's at Ohio State? A big fat zero, right?
Probably zero.
Okay.
Just a lucky guess.
Just checking before we get to Joe.
But you never know, man. Man Diaz went to Temple, then went to Miami, and then Cliff Kingsbury went to USC and is interviewing for NFL job. So
nobody is more nervous in the United States of America right now than Clay Helton.
No one.
Like,
no one.
Clay Helton is walking around the USC facility with his legs clenched together.
Lemon booty is what I like to call it.
Yes.
Lemon booty.
He just no fingernails.
Yeah, you know that face you make the moment that lemon head hits your tongue. You're like,
Yep.
Imagine Clay Helton's butt doing the same thing. That's lemon booty.
Clay Helton is so nervous. He probably has already found Steve Sarkisian's alcohol cabinet.
Man, hey, you better be careful, man. He might be the OC. You might be the OC of Tennessee, Ben. You better start.
We better hide the Tennessee whiskey.
You better hide your Sarkisian jokes. That's what you better do. You might be the OC.
That was the last one. First one and the last one, I promise.
Yeah, you better hide them Sarkisian jokes. He may be your OC, Ben. Who we got there on the phone?
We've got Joe.
Joe, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, so this whole OC thing, just my thoughts and, you know how opinions are. If I'm an OC and I get an offer to come to Tennessee, first thing I'm thinking is, okay, a good offense makes a good OC look great.
Bingo.
A bad offense makes a good OC look terrible.
Yes.
And it's no secret that our offense is wow. So I'd have to sit there and think it's a lose-lose situation. Yes, Tennessee's a historic program. Used to be a powerhouse year in, year out. but it's not the case anymore, you know. So I'm going to go into this program with unrealistic fans thinking, okay, I'm going to go in, wave my magic wand, all of a sudden our offense is going to be great. And when they're not, I'm right back on the chopping block. So walk me through the conversation. Jeremy Pruitt's talking to whoever he wants. How do you convince a guy to come to Tennessee to be an OC?
Number one, you got to pay him. Number one. Let me go back to number one. You can pay a lot of money in the SEC to be a coordinator. Tyson Heldon 1.2 without any serious coordinating experience at the big time level. So number one, you can pay him. Number two, you can offer a nice deal. Like Yurcich's got 2-year deal. Well, what if you offer a 3-year deal here, which I don't. No, that's going to happen, but you can offer those that extra year or two, whatever. So that's good. That's security. Number three, you're going to recruit good players at Tennessee, so you have the ability to go out and recruit good players. All right. Number four is what's the situation like Sarkisian is in? Is he more for the college game or the NFL game? Well, his 1 year in the NFL or 2 years in the NFL proved that maybe he's better in college. So if Sarkisian is getting offers from other NFL teams and is getting interest, but then he ultimately decides that he needs to be in college because he likes being able to develop young men on the football field, and he likes that whole process a little bit more than the pro game, because you really don't have serious relationships with the pro game. It's all business. No one's coming to your house for Thanksgiving like that. No one's hanging out. It's business. Everyone has their own families, and you're on about your way. It just depends on that candidate, man. What's best for him? Is it a fit? I think fits matters here.
All right, you convinced me.
I mean, it just depends. Like for Mike Yurcich, like Ohio State, he's from Ohio. He's gonna make more money, and maybe he gets more attention to be a head coach. You look at Tennessee, and you said it. I think you're right. You still have to develop this offensive line. You still have right. to go out and get some more speed. I think if you're a coordinator who is established and you look at our current offensive roster, I would push for a third year. I say, listen, man, I know we're doing 2-year deals. That's what most of the staff got here at Tennessee when they came last year. Only the coordinators got 3-year deals. But listen, man, I need a 3-year deal. You expect me to come in here and fix this overnight? I mean, yeah, we got some good offensive linemen coming in, but they're going to be true freshmen. I mean, I need 3 years.
I mean, the finest two examples in college sports right now, in my opinion, of being patient and letting a coach do his thing is Stoops and Rick Barnes. You know,
spot on.
You let them do what they need to do. Don't run them out of town after 4 years, 5 years. Now, I get it, you know. Tennessee fans are spoiled. You know, we've been spoiled for years. Back in your day, you know, those teams, man, I mean, it was just a given. Whoever came to our house was going to receive a beatdown. Now, you don't know. You know, that team that took the field against Vanderbilt, I've been a fan for 30-plus years, and I've never seen a Tennessee team just lay down and quit like that. I mean, it was heartbreaking. Yeah. But, you know, do you think whoever comes in, is Pruitt the kind of guy that's going to let them run their offense, or is he going to kind of micromanage?
Pruitt has been told, I think Pruitt, if he steps back and kind of look at himself on how he's coached his first year, Pruitt understands he has to be better there. Now, he has to make a better hire so he doesn't have to do that. Like, if you make a good
feel like it.
Yeah, like if you make a good hire, then you don't need to do that. Don't make a hire that you know you can control and micromanage. That's only going to end bad for you. Hire a guy that is better than you. So that way you can let him do his job and you can go do your job. You can't be the coordinator and the head coach and the defensive coordinator. Why you can't not? Do it. You can't do it.
You mean this isn't high school, middle school football?
You can't. No. This ain't Rainsville. You can't do it. You can't.
I do think it's TBD, to be determined, because I think you and I had this conversation off air within the last couple of weeks of the sense that we think that he is a great recruiter. He's got the X's and O's aspect of being a football coach. That's evident. Just go back and watch the Auburn game. He's calling out blitzes right before it happens to Baylen Buchanan. But can he manage adults? Can he manage the coaches? Because it's clear that he can manage the players and develop great relationships with the players, with the recruits. But can he manage the adults, the coaches on the staff?
When Tennessee gets things rolling, you're going to lose coaches all the time. You want your coaches taking advantage of new opportunities and better opportunities. Pruitt, there's not a doubt in my mind that players want to play for him and play hard for him. I've seen that at Georgia, Alabama, Florida State. I saw it here, Tennessee, in some spurts as he's trying to change the culture. But he's going to have coaches who also want to coach with him. That's important, too. Like, if the defense coordinator at Clemson ever decides to leave, because Dabo allows Venables to do his thing, and Venables are telling other coaches, yeah, man, dude, go to Clemson. Dabo's going to leave you alone and let you do your thing. He's going to recruit the best players. The top defense coordinators will crawl to Clemson for that opportunity. That's a situation and a culture that Pruitt has to develop. He has to develop that. And you can't do it one or other, players or coaches. It has to be both, because you got to coach good players too. And this is part of Pruitt learning on the job. It's part of Coach Fulmer learning on the job as AD. It's where we are. And as crazy as everything has been, you still have a good opportunity to hire a good offensive coordinator. How about that? Swain Event.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Join the Swain Event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail. Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain Event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away T-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain Event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain Event and Dead End Barbecue.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Let's get to the phones, and let's get to our good friend Vol Storm. Vol Storm, Happy New Year, man. How was your New Year's? What's so funny?
I hate you, Ben.
Huh?
I knew you were gonna tell him that too.
What?
I didn't say anything. I just told him to ask him how your New Year went.
Yes, you did. I know how you are.
No, he has no idea. He just knows to ask about your New Year.
So, New Year's night,
okay.
Had a nice little surprise around the Fall Storm compound. Both my dogs got sprayed by a skunk.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I've had
whoa.
To deal with the aftermath.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Your dog got taken advantage of by a skunk?
Yeah, both of them.
So, one skunk, two dogs?
Both of them.
Yeah.
What was the other dog doing? You sit there. You just watching.
I tell you what, it is the absolute worst thing in the world to have to deal with that smell.
Hey man, Jalen Hazelwood said that y'all don't have any dogs in your house, man. You don't have any real dogs. You don't have any real dogs, man.
Hey, that's all right. He got taken care of.
So you got the skunk?
Oh, yeah. I got him.
Is he alive?
No, he ain't now.
Hey, man, I don't blame you. You can't mess with my dogs like that.
He was taken out.
Do your dogs, are your dogs, have they recovered? Okay?
Yeah, they've recovered, but it's more of trying to, you got to air out the house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Febreze, man. Febreze and
Instant. Oh, trust me. I bought stock in Febreze.
That's why Ben was laughing so much when you called. Why did you tell Ben that information? You knew he was going to set you up. You knew that.
I know. I'm making a resolution to being kinder and gentler to Ben because, you know.
No, I could tell when I answer the phone. You're like, how are you today, good sir?
Also, I'm not Titans Bill.
Yeah, for real.
He's sure not reciprocating that good feeling.
How you doing,
feeling.
My good friend, Ben? That wasn't me.
No. Okay, last question about the dog. What kind of dogs do you have?
I've got one that's a Catahoula, which is kind of like a Cajun hunting dog. And
okay.
The other one's a pit.
That sounds made up. Catahoula? I've never heard of that.
No, I never had either until we happened to find this dog out on, we've got some other property. I happened to find this dog out there and took him to the vet. That's, you know, the vet was like, oh yeah, it's a Catahoula. And we're like, a what? Looked it up. Sure enough, yeah, that's what it is.
That's a cool looking dog.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah.
Man, that pit, man, that's he's a pit.
I know.
He's not a pit.
That
anymore.
Was the thing that we're going after it, and then ended up getting sprayed because of it.
Golly, man, he's not a real pit anymore. After that, man. I mean, goodness gracious. All right, Wallstorm, sports question.
So,
or comment.
If they hire Sarkisian, is there going to be a clause in his contract that he's not allowed to go to Rooster?
Yes, there needs to be some clauses in his contract.
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
That's true. I agree.
On a serious level, there needs to be a clause because of what happened at USC. Let's be honest here. Let's keep it real. He struggled at Washington. He struggled at USC with this. It's an addiction. It's not something that goes away. It's an ongoing battle. Mm-hmm. It takes support. It takes some hard love. And for Tennessee, you got to protect yourself. So I think it needs to be a clause in there that if he gets in trouble or anything, he goes and his contract is voided. But I don't know about telling him where to go and where he can't go.
No. I still think we need to we just need to forget about hiring an OC and just go to the ask random people in the audience call plays.
I think we should do that, like the Ellen talk show. People just raise a hand and you just tell whoever is hosting, kind of like Nick Cannon hosting America's Got Talent. You tell the host what you think they should run, and they go run it. I think that should be what we do. Or
just Twitter poll.
The Twitter poll is great. Yeah.
On the Jumbotron.
Yeah, I think that we a possibility. I mean, it'd be kind of hard to fool the defense there, but I think the players, all 11 players, should come up with their favorite play on the sideline, okay? Favorite play on the sideline. And then in the huddle, you just take turns calling your favorite play. You have 11-play drive and just make sure all 11 guys have good plays. You can do that. Or you can draw from a hat on the sideline. How about that? You know, you had the trash can. Use that trash can and just put up on a piece of paper all your plays. All your formations, and if someone picks from the trash can, and you run that play.
I mean, that would have been representative of Tennessee's offense last year coming from a trash can.
You can do that. You can do that. Or you can just run all verts, because all verts works versus man. It works versus zone. It works versus cover two, cover three, cover two man, one cutter, one robber. It works against every coverage.
Madden, NCAA football.
Oh, yeah, all verticals.
And you want to talk about Kirby Smart and 4th and 11 fake punts. Oh, wait till you see Vol Nation go for it on every fourth down play.
Man, that's heck
well, you have to. You don't punt in NCAA football.
No,
you just don't do that.
Exactly.
Ever. On 1, 4th and 72, you go for it. All right, Vol Storm, man. I don't really know how to send you off. How about you just have a good day?
All right, boys. We'll talk to you later.
See you, man.
Bill has a comment about the skunk dog situation.
You know, Volstorm, you might need a good security system at your house. I don't think your dog's going to be the same anymore.
Remember that for what that we had yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, man, that's weird. Oh, man. All right, let's get to Bill. Bill, good morning.
Make Cheney tell us no.
I'm with you.
On the dog, have a dachshund, likes to get into it, low to the ground, likes to get into it with skunk. He got into it once, got sprayed. It took a month for that smell to go away. Every time the dog sweats, you smell that thing over and over again. Good luck, the Vol Storm. It's going to take a month, though, to sit back and relax. Talk to you later.
Yikes.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for the phone call.
Let's all say a prayer for Vol Storm.
I wonder, does that stuff get on Vol Storm? Is Vol Storm going to stink now, too?
Oh, that was my next comment. House? I think we need to,
for real, though,
we need to tell George at Dead End to have a no Vol Storm, not allow Vol Storm in there.
No, he needs, like, his own section, then.
He can sit outside in the parking lot.
Yeah, like, right there on the patio, you put him a chair, like, outside the fence, and we inside the fence.
Or we can put him next to the fire and sweat all the smell out.
Or it could just be, you know, how Dead End has that alcove that the two bathrooms are in.
Yeah.
He's just right there in the middle of in that alcove.
You know how weird it is to be the person who stinks around a group of people, and then no one tells you that you stink, and they're real uncomfortable around you? Mm. Like, that's terrible, man. Like, I hope Vol Storm has some really good friends who will tell him the truth. Like, hey, Vol Storm. This ain't it, Chief.
You need to stay home today.
Where's the Febreze? Where's the Axe body spray? You need to go to the car and spray that a couple times.
Might want
to
even take some Tussin. I think Tussin would help.
Golly, man. I feel bad for Vol Storm. Still funny, though.
It is very funny.
Pitbull, I thought we were talking like a lab or like, you know, some playful dog that's so not.
Say like a chihuahua or something.
Yeah. A pitbull, like, I mean, not a pitbull, but a pitbull. I was thinking about a bulldog because of that silly Georgia fan video yesterday had me rolling. But man, a pitbull, how does one skunk do that to two dogs? Where was your antennas, man? Where were you sitting there watching? All right, anyways. I'm a fan of ESPN. Everybody can talk crap about ESPN all day long, but I know one thing. He was watching ESPN during the bowl season, and I don't always agree with everything ESPN does, but I like the ESPN. Sorry, I like sports. I like watching ESPN. I'm not a fan of what they're doing for the national championship game. They are taking away the coach's film room, Charlie, and they are replacing the coach's film room where you have Division I coaches all in the film room breaking down the game, and we get a chance to get a perspective that we don't see every day. And they're replacing it with what, Charlie?
It's going to be the Monday Night Football film room with the entire Monday Night Football broadcasting crew that has been widely panned all across sports media. What are you doing, ESPN?
This is no different from like Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley doing March Madness.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You've been following NFL. You've been following NBA, and then all of a sudden you're going to do college. Give me college coaches talking about college game. I'll just take that over anything.
The only one I'm cool with is Booger.
I love Booger McFarland.
He's good.
It has nothing to do with who I like or dislike. I don't like the concept of taking away the coach's film room, period. Give me the coach's film room. Have a great Thursday. Peace and love. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. We are out.